Good afternoon. We'll call the Sussex County Council meeting of September 22nd, 2015 to order. First thing is the approve the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good afternoon, members of council. At this time, I have no recommendations for the agenda.
Entertained motion to approve the agenda is posted.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. We have the minutes of September 15th. Any questions, concerns, or corrections? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
There is none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council.
Mr. Cole.
Public comments.
Too late.
Mr. Lawson, going to check them for us? Thank you, sir. Barbara Girk.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I just want to make a public comment.
Sure.
I stand before you to try to ensure that county law is adhered to. In particular, I would like to highlight the Sussex County Code concerning commercial communication towers and antennas, namely section 115-194.2. I direct your attention to part E of that section, which states, all new towers or antennas or monopoles shall be designed to accommodate at least two additional PCS cellular platforms. Please note this section specifically states shall be designed to accommodate. According to Merriam Dictionary, shall used in laws, regulations, and directives to express what is mandatory. As the Sussex County Council is well aware, AT&T was granted a special use exception by Judge Brady and will be proceeding with their plans to place a 100-foot cell tower in Bethany Beach. AT&T has testified under oath that they have enough room for three carriers and will make sure that they are in compliance with all the rules and laws of Sussex County and Denrec. AT&T has now submitted their plans for approval for the tower to Denrec and must verify the fact that the installation will not change the water runoff characteristics of the lot, the ability to absorb water rather than runoff more than 1%. The site map submitted to Denrec considers only one carrier and shows only one shelter and is calculated incorrectly down to in an attempt to slide under the runoff number. When Denrec questioned them about the existence of only one carrier, despite the law requiring the site to accommodate three carriers, AT&T responded, for now, they will only accommodate one. The law states the tower shall be designed to accommodate a minimum of three carriers. Therefore, the plan provided to Denrec must demonstrate the site can accommodate those stormwater changes necessary for the three carriers at this point in time per the law. Otherwise, it is plainly not designed to accommodate three carriers and is not in compliance with the law. The physical circumstances of the lot ensure that including three carrier shelters and equipment on the site plan will set them over the permissible runoff curve limit. Inaccurate calculations and omissions of AT&T site plans have been identified, and Denrec is currently sending them back for corrections of calculation errors. All of this is really unacceptable. The citizens of numerous homeowner associations in the area will not allow this misrepresentation to be continued and the law to be ignored. We plan to work with the Planning and Zoning Department to ensure adherence to the letter of the law and hope and expect that they will do that, simply enforce the law. If needed, we will continue to elevate this issue in Delaware, but ask the county to take note of the issue and to take proper action and simply apply the law as it is plainly written. The county must require the plans to demonstrate how the site plan can accommodate three carriers, namely the three support shelters and equipment, one for each carrier as the county code requires. Failure for the county to do so makes the county an actor in blessing violation of county law. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs.
Harvey Grider.
Good afternoon. I'm here representing my community, Sterling Crossing, with the matter of changing zone 1780, which we highly do not want you to pass. You have a statement from the last meeting with the zoning board.
One second. Is that this afternoon's?
Yes.
We have public hearings this afternoon.
You need to wait and speak.
Okay, I can wait. I'll come back.
That's fine.
Thank you.
That's all right.
You guys see us in action.
My name is Dan Kramer. I've got 2 points. One, this money that you guys keep giving away every Tuesday afternoon or every Tuesday morning, is there ever a follow-up to make sure that money goes and is used exactly for what it's supposed to? Or does it just go out there and into somebody's pocket? And if I was a better man, I'd give you odds it is going into somebody's pocket. And the next thing is, last night I was at a workshop with the SRA maps. And I didn't see one person from the county there. Why not? You guys are involved in this. You guys need to be on the ball. Somebody should have been there. I don't care who it was. If it was Hal Godwin, Lawson, you guys, it doesn't matter. Somebody should have been there and taken notes.
I'm glad you were there.
What good does it do? I'm not going to tell you. You guys need to find out what the whole situation is.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Paul Rieger.
Good afternoon, Paul Rieger. With the meetings, with not having as many meetings, where you guys are off and then starting at 1:30, and it seems like, I don't know whether those meetings are skipped due to just a schedule reason, or if it's just running out of stuff on the agenda. But is what I'd like is after, with as much time as I've invested here in the mornings with showing up, I like if you can start putting maybe somehow you do it on your agendas for discussion. Just start pick like one of them, whether it's the fences, whether it's the animal counts, whether it's this. Just have a 15-minute discussion if you have the time to put it on the agenda so each one can be, and see if things just need to be tweaked a little bit. Take your fence from 3.5 to 4 feet in the front. Look at your animal counts for what you can put on a 150 by 150 foot lot. Make things make sense. Not just look at it and have a broad spectrum. There's a bunch of issues. I just get hit with them all. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We have a consent agenda, 2 items. The wastewater agreement number 887-2, Sussex County Project 81-04. Batson Creek Estates Phase 3, Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District, and the Wastewater Agreement Number 984-5, Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Coastal Club Land Bay 5, Gosley Creek Planning Area. Any questions on those 2 items from Council?
No.
If not, entertain a motion to adopt the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Wilson, to adopt consent agenda as posted. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Obvious motion carried. Mr. Lawson?
Thank you. County Administrator's report for September 22nd, 2015, item number 1. I am pleased to announce that 2 Sussex County paramedics received awards at the Delaware Emergency Medical Services Association Awards Dinner held at Dover Downs on Wednesday, September 16th. Lewis Sachs received the DEMSA EMS Instructor of the Year Award, and Jeff Cox received the DEMSA Stephanie Calloway Excellence in Paramedicine Award. Congratulations to Lewis and Jeff for their awards and outstanding contributions to EMS this past year and throughout their careers. Item number 2, I'm pleased to also report that the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility passed the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control, DENEREC, compliance sampling and inspection conducted on September 1, 2015. As reported in the attached notification, all treatment, biosolids, handling processes, laboratory records, reagents, instrumentation, and methods were found to be very thorough and within NPDES requirements. The report also stated that it is evident that personnel at this facility take their jobs seriously and are committed to maintaining compliance in the NPDES program. Congratulations to the staff and management of the South Coastal plant. Item number 3, per the attached Delaware State Police activity report for August, There were 236 violent crime arrests with 167 clearances, 2,115 property crimes with 738 clearances, and 32,503 total traffic charges, 22,836 corresponding arrests. Of those total traffic arrests, 665 were for DUI. Finally, there were 3,466 total vehicle crashes investigated in August. In total, 196 troopers were assigned to Sussex County for the month of August. And finally, it's with sadness that we note the passing of Janice Mosley, recently appointed a member of the Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities for Sussex County on August 27th. We'd like to extend our condolences to the Mosley family. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mrs. Jennings, grant requests.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of council. I have five grants for your consideration. The first one is Indian River School District is partnering with the Sussex County Science Fair to offer the opportunity for students throughout the county to go beyond the required curriculum and showcase their independent science, math, and engineering research projects. The Sussex County Science Fair is requesting a donation for this event. There is no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $1,000 from the countywide youth grant.
Will you do that again? You agreed to that?
Yep.
Was that, Mr. Arley, you had a question?
There's nothing there in the countywide youth grant. Do it again. I make that motion. We repeat that.
I'll second that.
Motion, Mr. Deaver, second, Mr. Arlette, to grant the Indian River School District for Sussex County Science Fair $1,000 out of the countywide youth grant. Mm-hmm. Any questions on the take a vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
We have motion carried. Next.
Okay. Next one is the Town of Laurel is requesting funds for two projects. The first project is a request for $1,500 to $2,000 to help with the cost of the Laurel Ramble Fall Day Festival. The Ramble project is being designed to enhance the landscape along the Broad Creek and provide support for economic development and environmental protection. The second request is for $2,000 for entrance signs to the Roger C. Fisher Park. And there have been no past grants for these projects.
If someone would make a motion, let's deal with the second one first. The request for the money for the signs at right. The park, I'll grant $1,000 out of my account.
I'll make that motion.
And I'll what was the request again? Is it $2,000?
$2,000.
And I will add $1,000 to that as well.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Second. Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Yes. Second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $2,000 to the Town of Laurel for the signs for the Roger Fisher Park, being $1,000 from my cosmetic account, $1,000 from Mr. Arlette's. Mm-hmm. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
We have the motion carried. And next was a request for $1,500 to $2,000 for the Laurel Ramble Fall Day. The Town of Laurel is undertaking a pretty large activity, I think, to want to grow their downtown area and create this ramble, as they called it, on the Broad Creek. This is going to be the first time I'm trying to do something like this, so I will certainly grant $750.
And I'll do this. I will
Mr.
do the same.
So we have a motion, Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Second, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
To grant $1,500 to the Town of Laurel for their Laurel Ramble Fall Day, being $750 from my account and $750 from Mr. Arlette's account. Questions on the motion?
No, is that Laurel Ramble?
Laurel Ramble, they're calling it. Yes.
Yeah.
Ramble,
not a rumble. We'll take the vote, Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I want to go publicly on record. I know that this Laurel, especially the Western communities, are truly struggling, and I know they are really attempting to reinvent themselves. And anything we can do to help them to do that is fantastic. But I will say this: it is vital that we get the private sector to reinvest, to come back and focus on the Western communities in our county. We need to focus on some manufacturing. We need to focus on private sector. So this particular project, I do know, I'll go publicly on record saying this. I've said it otherwise, but, it does somewhat concern me that, 85% of the land that's down there in Laurel on the longest waterway is either held by the town or a private nonprofit. And where's the private sector? So we need to put some focus on private sector to get back in there and turn the dream back on. So with all that being said, I will vote yes.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The next one is the Faith United Methodist is requesting support for their annual homeless walkathon. All proceeds from this fundraiser will benefit three homeless shelters. They are Casa San Francisco in Milton, Crisis House in Georgetown, and the Home of Berave in Milford. Last council grant was $200, which was $100 for Mr. Cole and $100 for Ms. Deaver.
I'd like to do that again, Mr. Cole.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole, to grant $200 to
Milford. Anybody up at Milford want to do something?
I'd give
$200. Mr. Wilson, give $200.
Or okay. You're asleep.
Yeah. Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole, to grant $400 to the Faith United Methodist Church for a walkathon for the homeless.
Yes.
Being $100 Mrs. Deaver's account, $100 Mr. Cole's account, and $200 to Wilson's account. Questions on the motion?
No question, but I just want to make a note that I had received a request for one of the folks who will be one of the young people who will be walking in that fundraiser, and I think it's best that we handle the grant this way instead of for an individual to sponsor an individual. And I'm very sorry, but I think that's the best thing. That's but fine. That's it.
Mm-hmm. We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Charlotte.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I will. Yeah. Motion carried. Next.
The next one is Delaware Devil Dogs Detachment 780 is requesting $500 for a sponsorship of their Detachment 240th Marine Corps Birthday Ball. The funds raised for this event support the Marines, Toys for Tots Foundation, Eagle Scout Court of Honor, Young Marines, and the Marine Corps League, and Veterans Affairs Voluntary Service Program. Last grant received was $500, which was $100 from each council person.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Colton, second. Mr. Wilson, any questions on the motion? To grant $500 to the Delaware Devil Dog Detachment for their fundraiser for volunteer work. Take the vote, Mr. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes, they do great work.
Thank you. Mr. Wilson? Yep. Yeah, motion carried.
The last one is the Indian River School District's requesting support for their Odyssey of the Mind team for competition costs. Students have the opportunity to complete by solving problems in creative and original ways on state and national levels. There is no specific amount requested. The last grant received was in 2011 for $1,000, which was $500 for Mr. Cole and $500 for Mr. Phillips.
I'll give Mr. Phillips a call if he'd like. Yes, we.
I make a motion. We do the same.
Correct.
Second.
Okay. Have a motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
To grant $1,000 in our school district for Odyssey of the Mind competition, being $500 from Mr. Phillips.
You laughed at me.
Try to give it away. $500 Mr. Cole's account. $500 Mr. Arlett's account. Question on a motion.
You better make that phone call.
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I will. Yes. Motion carried.
Good program.
Proposed any ordinance introduction. Mr. Moore?
Yes, Mr. President, there is one. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a restaurant and brewery to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.99 acres, more or less, and it's filed on behalf of Beachfire Brewery Company, LLC, and it is in Ms. Deaver's district.
I'll introduce it.
Ms. Deaver introduces it.
That is all.
Mr. Lawson, the next thing on here is executive session. Is it going to be something lengthy? We should wait and do the public hearings now, or should we do that and come back?
Well, we have six minutes to wait. The executive session is going to take as short as 10 minutes and as long as 20. So we can go down and hustle through and be back here a little after 1:30.
Okay. I'm saying a motion to go to executive session for personnel and land acquisition.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll be at motion carried. We're now in executive session for those two items downstairs as quickly as possible.